Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 24, Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva, Part 1, Verses 1 through 8, The Story of Vijitashva, the Eldest Son of Maharaj Prithu. Vijitashva, the eldest son of Maharaj Prithu, had a reputation like his father's, and became the emperor, giving his younger brothers different directions of the world to govern. For Vijitashva was very affectionate toward his brothers. Maharaj Vijitashva offered the eastern part of the world to his brother Haryaksha. He gave the southern part to Dhumnakesha, the western part to Vrika, and the northern part to Dravina. Formerly, Maharaj Vijitashva pleased the king of heaven, Indradeva, and from him received the title Antardhan. Vijitashva's wife's name was Shikandini, and by her, Vijitashva begot three good sons. The three sons of Maharaj Antardhana were named Pavaka, Pavamana, and Shuchi. Formerly, these three personalities were the demigods of fire, but due to the curse of the great sage Vasishtha, they became the sons of Maharaj Antardhana. As such, they were as powerful as the fire gods, and they attained the destination of mystic yoga power, being again situated as the demigods of fire. Maharaj Antardhana had another wife named Navasvati, and by her, Antardhana was happy to beget another son named Havirdhan. Since Maharaj Antardhan was very liberal, he did not kill Indra while the demigod was stealing his father's horse at the sacrifice. Whenever Antardhan, the supreme royal power, had to exact taxes, punish his citizens, or fine them severely, he was not willing to do so. Consequently, Vijitashva retired from the execution of such duties and engaged himself in the performance of different sacrifices. Although Maharaj Antardhan was engaged in performing sacrifices, because he was Atmadrik, a self-realized soul, he very intelligently rendered devotional service to the Lord, who eradicates all the fears of his devotees. Avaya Charanara Vindare. And by thus worshipping the Supreme Lord, Maharaj Vijitashva, wrapped in ecstasy, attained the Lord's planet, Kushalena, very easily. Meanwhile, Havirdhan, the son of Maharaj Antardhana, had a wife named Havardhani, who gave birth to six sons named Varhishat, Gaya, Shukla, Krishna, Satya, and Jitavrata. The next portion of the Bhagavatam deals with this son named Varhishat. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. From time immemorial, the eldest son generally becomes the king after the death of the previous king. Just like when the Pandavas ruled the earth, Maharaj Yudhisthira, the eldest son of King Pandu, became emperor, and his younger brothers assisted him. Since Indra was a great and powerful demigod and servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vijitashva purposely excused Indra Dev due to sentiment only, even though Indra was acting wrongly. Thus, Indra became very pleased with Vijitashva at that time. The demigods have the great mystic power of being able to appear and disappear according to their will. And since Indra was very pleased with Vijitashva, Indra bestowed this mystic power upon him. Thus, Vijitashva became known as Antardhana. It is understood from various scriptures and Puranas that the king of heaven, Indra, was very expert in stealing and kidnapping. Indra could steal anything without being visible to the proprietor, and Indra could kidnap anyone's wife without being detected. Once, Indra raped the wife of Gautama Muni by using this disappearing art, and similarly, by becoming invisible, Indra stole the horse of Maharaj Prithu. Although in human society such activities are considered abominable, the demigod Indra was not considered to be degraded by them. Although Antardhan could understand that King Indra was stealing the horse from his father, Vijitashva did not kill Indra, for Antardhan knew that if one who is very powerful sometimes commits an abominable act, it should be disregarded. Recorded November 2, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Namami Shwaram Sachid Ananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Raja Manam Yashoda Diolu Kalad Davamanam Paramrishtam Atyantato Dhritya Gopya Namami Shwaram Sachid Ananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Rajamanam Yashoda Piyolu Kalad Dhavamanam Paramrishtam Atyantato Dhritya Gopya Namami Shwaram Sachid Ananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Rajamanam Yashoda Biyolu Kalad Dhavamanam Paramrishtam Atyantato Dhritya Gopya Om Ajnana Simarandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vat Adigo Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya प्रभु नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्ता वृंद श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हरि हराये नमः
I bow down to the Supreme Controller, Krishna, whose form is composed of eternity, knowledge, and bliss, whose earrings play and swing, who is splendorously manifest in Gokula. But Krishna is in fear of his mother, Yashoda Devi. And so Krishna gets down from the wooden rice-grinding mortar and runs away. However, that gopi, Sri Yashoda, very much quickly chasing after him, finally catches Damodar from the back.